Psalms 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's the beginning. That's just a starting point. When you learn to fear Him, reverence Him, this is the beginning of your wisdom. It says, a good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endures forever. A good understanding have they that do His commandments. If you do God's commandments and you fear Him, I can tell you, you won't have to be sick. You won't have to have pain in your body. He'll keep your body healed and well, and He'll give you power and authority. All you got to do is fear Him and love Him and worship Him and believe Him. Only believe. Just think, when Jairus came to Him and said, Master, come to my house. My daughter's laying, dying. And all of a sudden, a man walks up. He said, I'll go heal her. No problem. And another man walks up and said, don't bother the Master. Your daughter's dead. Now, most of us go to screaming and kicking at that point. But the king says, Jairus, only believe. What did Jairus have to do? Believe. Only believe. He said, Lord, I do believe. Please help my unbelief. Only believe. So Jesus goes over there. You know, here's this little 12-year-old girl. They said, it's too late. You're too late. She's dead. He said, nah, she's just sleeping. They laughed him to scorn. We're smarter. Now we've been in checked her. She ain't got no pulse. This girl's been dead an hour. Jesus walks in. Only he takes a very select number of people with him. All them unbelievers, he has them go away. I don't want you around here. And if you're going to get something done for Jesus, you better not take a room full of unbelievers with you. Amen. You're going to start praying for somebody in the hospital, you start checking them out. I remember one time when a doctor from Greenville, this Dr. Smith, he came over, he heard about our ministry, he came over here. Several times. Drove over here on Sunday for church. One day he came to me and said, Thurman, I never heard this kind of stuff, but it's all in this book. He said, I ain't never seen none of these miracles. But he said, I got a woman, and she's down in that big hospital over here close to right here on Walnut Hill. I can't think of the name of another just before you get to 75. What is it?
Presbyterian.
Says she's in Presbyterian, and he said, God intervened. This woman will be dead by tomorrow. There ain't nothing I can do. I've done all I can do as a doctor. He said, will you go over and pray for her with me after church this afternoon? I said, sure, no problem. We go over there and I get there and I walk up and there's the man. I said, are you the husband? He said, yes, sir. I said, do you and your wife go to church? He said, we sure do. I said, what kind of church you go to? He said, a Southern Baptist. I said, well, good. You believe the word then, don't you? He said, guarantee, mister, I believe God's word. I said, well, we're fixing to find out. I opened to James 5:14-15. I said, read this for me. And he read that. I said, do you believe that? He read that again. James 5:14. What does that say, Jordan? James 5:14-15. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. 15. And the prayer of faith might save the sick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what it said. And the prayer of faith shall. The prayer of what?
Faith.
You got to pray the prayer of faith, don't you? Not the prayer of unbelief. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. I said, do you believe that? He said, I've been in church all my life. I didn't know that's in the Bible. I said, but it's written in your Bible. He ran over there and he got his Bible. He said, it is in there. You don't have a unique Bible. Mine says the same thing. Isn't that amazing? I said, so will you ask me to do that for your wife? He said, absolutely. If God put it in that book, he said, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. So I got the authority of the man now to pray for his wife. I walk up Dr. Gary and him. I said, you guys stay at the door. I don't want y'all to come in. I want you to stay at the door. They stayed at the door. I went in, opened my little bottle of anointing oil on a woman, totally comatose, body all swell, poured it up on her forehead, rubbed it in. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command them devils to come out of you, and I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I walked back over to the door, and I said, it's done. She'll get well, no problem. I left at a Sunday night. The next Sunday, Dr. Smith was back. I said, what happened? Or the lady's name was Betty. By the way, I still remember her name. I said, what happened to Betty? He said, Friday, she come through my office for a checkup on the way home. He said, God healed her, Thurman. I said, isn't that amazing? The Word of God works just like it's written. He said, I won't never be the same. And I'm going to tell you, Dr. Smith has never been the same. He has got a hold of this. He's teaching it. I mean, he's on fire for Jesus. And I don't know if he's still even a medical doctor anymore. I think he's become a preacher. I mean, the guy's going around praying for people. Everybody comes in his office. I don't know if he charges them because he comes in and prays for them. God heals them. And he probably says, oh, leave me $100 as you go out the door. But he's getting them healed all over the place. But I'm telling you, Dr. Smith has never been the same since he saw that woman healed. In other words, the Word of God worked. Isn't that amazing how that God's Word works? Psalms 111:10. Oh, we did that one? Okay, Psalms 115:11-13. Psalms 115:11-13. You that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. In other words, didn't He make us all these promises? Can't we trust Him? So if I fear Him, I trust Him. He is their help and their shield. So when I go out there and I do these things, when I lay hands on the sick or whatever, am I healing them or is it my King? It's the King, not me. He's fighting the battle for me. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel and He will bless the house of Aaron. Now then, the next verse, verse 13. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. How would you like for God to bless you? I want Him to bless me every second of every day, don't you, young lady? I want to be blessed of the Lord. How and what do I have to do to get God to bless me? Fear Him. I mean, when you go today, say, Lord, I know that fear is a holy reverence. That's what it is. Lord, it's just like my daddy. I wasn't afraid of my daddy until I'd done something wrong. You know, when I knew I had broke his rules, and he knew I'd broke his rules, and when he was walking over to get that razor strap off the wall, that's when fear fell all over me. And that's the wrong kind of fear. I was afraid of daddy when that happened, because I knew what was fixing to happen. I didn't have to have many of those till I learned. Well, don't have any of those with God. Reverence Him and fear Him, and He'll bless you. If I obeyed my daddy would do anything to help me. And most of you men here that are good husbands and good fathers, you will do any, if you're a man of God, you'll do anything to help your sons or daughters. Anything. You treat them with love and respect if you're a man of God. And if you'll do that to God, what did He say He'd do for you? He'll bless you, both small and great. And if God, can you think of anybody you'd rather bless you than God? I just stand in awe. I really stand in awe of what God does. Now then, Psalms 118:4-6. Psalms 118:4-6. Let them now that fear the Lord say, that His mercy endures forever. Now, does it require us using our tongue? Sure. That's part of it. You got to use that mouth. You got to talk about Jesus. Just like me when I walked in that airport the other day out there at Odessa. Is there anybody in this place that knows Jesus? Isn't it amazing? You know? I mean, that's just like when we went into Canada. You know? And we're fixing to go back up there. Preach again. I walked into Canada and I walked up to the customs officer and she said, what are you here for? I said, ma'am, I'm here to preach Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. Do you know Him who He is?
Amen.
She said, what? I said, I'm here to preach about Jesus. I said, I'm a preacher. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? She said, you see that red line right there? There's another office right down to, you follow that red line, you go in right there. Okay. So we start to walk over and Cheryl says, I think you messed up. So we go down and walk in and the lady says, what are you here for? I said, I'm here to preach Jesus, ma'am. I said, you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? She said, no, I do not. And I thought, okay, now I wonder if I'm going to get in to preach or not. So I said, honey, why don't you take it from here? And being the nice, wonderful secretary that she is, she knew how to handle that woman, and she gave her the information she needed, gently and kindly, and we got through customs. But before I left that airport, I batted 1,000. Every human being I run into, I ask them, did they know Jesus? And not one single person knew Jesus. What a place. In fact, when I was talking to people about Jesus up there, I ran into a Christian man that told me, he said, do you know that the last, whatever, prime minister or whatever they call them, the what, honey?
She was a candidate.
A woman, I ain't going to call her a lady, a woman that ran for the prime minister of Canada, the highest position like the president of the United States, she ran on a platform that we need to cleanse Canada of all Christians.
Wow.
That was her platform. No, she didn't get in.
She was second, though.
Yes, she was second. That'll tell you where the nation of Canada is. Do they need Jesus up there? So when you go up there, you're going to have a battle on your hands. But who's going to fight my battles for me? I ain't going to have to do nothing. The King is going to be in control. He's going to send His angels. All I got to do is go talk to them about Jesus. He'll do the rest. It says, so let them that fear the Lord say that His mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me, and He set me in a large place.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.